Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you could join us. We appreciate you tuning in. And today, another special episode is going down. Dennis joins us with the style tip of the week. So if you're looking for a way to enhance your style, he has you covered. We'll definitely be talking about something that's practical. Everybody always talks about looking at your shoes, but you know what comes after the shoes is the socks. So you're going to find out how you can step up your style game in that area. Also, another special guest is an author and screenwriter, somebody who completed another novel this year, and his name is Jay Kenyarda. And the book that I had the opportunity to read was called Rosario. And I'm telling you guys, this is the perfect summer read. If you're like me and you like to read, you will not want to miss this interview because this is an exciting, action-packed book by an up-and-coming author. You'll want to hear his story and how he comes up with the action sequences that make this such a fast-paced summer read. So stay tuned for that as well. And as always, please don't forget, leave us your feedback. We are very interested in knowing what you want to have on the show in the near future because we want to deliver the information that is going to make you think, that's going to motivate you and inspire you. So keep in touch. We love all the DMs you've been giving us. If you need more fashion inspiration and tips, feel free to DM myself or Dennis as well. We're always here to help. And let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget, you can join us on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast. But enough about that, guys. I'm excited about today's show. Let's get into it. Let's start right now.
Hey, guys. Let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the Style Tip of the Week. Hey, Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Style Tip of the Week, Life of a Gentleman podcast. I am Dennis Styles, and I am with my co-host, Richard. As you guys know, we do every week, we try to include one of these episodes, fashion tips for everybody. So today, we'll go ahead and talk about a popular accessory right now that goes all year round, which is socks. The importance of having great socks. Rich, let me ask you a question. How big of an importance do socks play in your wardrobe?
Man, socks is high up there for me. I really pay attention to my socks. I wanted to make a statement. You know, I'm one of those guys that doesn't go overboard with it, but, you know, I understand a lot of people like to have a lot of fun with their socks, and that's cool too. So you got to remember, people are looking at your shoes, and if they're looking at your shoes, that means they're going to see your socks. So it's huge.
Yeah, so let's talk about how to go about shopping for socks and what kind of socks you need. But now what I'm seeing a lot of is no more boring socks. Everything used to be just, you know, stripes, polka dots, plain old socks. Now everything is so creative now. You have designs on the socks. Everybody wants to make the socks kind of like an extension of your wardrobe. And I think the best way to do that is loafers and nice fitting denim. How do you feel about that?
Loafers is good. You know, the way the shoe is cut, you see a lot more of the sock, so it really matters. And in the summer, you know, like it is right now where it's hot, sometimes you can go with the no-show socks, which is also a cool look, and can't go wrong there. But like you said, there's so many different options out there. There's a million and one sock companies. If you can't find something that you love, you're not looking in the right place.
And then these companies do a great job, and I have to say that actually, so do you actually. You actually include a lot of your socks and a lot of your boxes. Actually, I wanted to ask you this. Is there a particular reason why you so attached to including one pair of socks for every box in a Harrison Blake Well,
well, it's funny you ask. The reason is because the customers really like it, and there's a perceived value with the socks, and so I want to give people what they want. But the other reason is I try to give people a head-to-toe look every month, and so essentially head-to-toe means just that. You know, I start with the tie, and the socks usually tie in and play off the tie. So that's why I do the socks. You get a complete look, and it's fun. And something that I can use, so why not produce something that I'm going to use as well?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it actually helps. It's kind of like a pocket square, you know. You have a, let's say you have a blue suit and you want to wear a wire blue shirt, right? What sets it off better than a patterned sock? Or let's go the other way. If you have a bowl suit, all you have to do is just get a plain blue. I think you can have some plain bowl colors.
That's exactly right. I know personally for myself, sometimes in the summer, I like to have a plain sock that's bold, maybe a pastel color. One that I go to is like a polo yellow. So it's kind of a canary yellow and looks great with a blue suit, even a gray suit. Really stands out. People always compliment me on the bold socks, and they don't have a big pattern, but funny thing is, if you have a bold color, like you said, sometimes you don't need pattern. If you have a pattern on your suit, you don't want to do too much. It starts to clash. So have a little bit of both in your arsenal. You know, the bold socks with the funky patterns, and then have some plain ones with just some bright colors.
Now, let's be serious, Rich. Socks is one of those things that you have to replenish. You and I know a couple of washes, they're not the same. You keep in mind, though, the importance of shoes. If a shoe looks nice, some of us guys love shoes, and you look up top and you see a sock is a little bit faded, that's it. It's a wrap for that outfit.
Yeah, you can't do that. But you know what? It's funny. A good quality sock is really going to last you quite some time. And if you wash them, it shouldn't really fade out that fast in a couple washes. But I definitely know what you're saying. I've seen some guys wear some socks that, you know, have seen better days. You know, they may be a couple years old, and you're right. And that's it. They blew it. They ruined the whole look. I mean, you could look great, dapper, whatever you want to call it, from head to toe, and then you've got some old dusty socks on. It's a wrap. It's over.
Yeah, that's kind of like what you said earlier. You like the pastel colors. That color usually takes off and lasts longer than, let's say, a dark, you know, black sock or, you know, some of the darker tones. Do you think there's any reason for that, Rich?
You know, I'm not really sure exactly why, but a lot of times what happens is you got to check out the makeup of the fabric that goes into the socks. If you're just using cotton, a lot of times those are going to fade. So you want to have a little bit of the natural fibers in there, but mixed in with the synthetic. So our socks are like a 15% synthetic, and that helps with the sock not drooping, you know, staying up around your leg, especially if you're a skinny guy, and then also not losing its shape when you wash it and dry it. That can be a big problem too. There's nothing worse than having the socks bunch up and baggy around your ankles. It looks horrible. The sock should be clean, flush against your skin, so it's a great clean representation when you step out or when you're just taking a step. Nobody should see all those wrinkles.
Yeah, so keep in mind, guys, the loafers with the cuff denim and a nice bowl sock is money right there. That outfit is just going to take off, because all you have to do is just wear, you know, a blue woven shirt. How? That cap? Are you good?
Perfect look for the summer, my man. Always appreciate you dropping the knowledge with the tip of the week. How can people check out you and your sock game? Because you always represent.
All right, man. Check me out at Instagram at Dennis_Styles. And you're going to see a lot of sock looks coming up, including socks from Where the Pumpkins Box, which is always great to have. So be on the lookout for that in every, probably, you probably put it in every box. So we appreciate it, Rich, and keep doing great work.
I appreciate it, Dennis. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Life of a Gentleman, where we talk with people who are doing amazing things and that inspire us. And today is no different. I have the pleasure of welcoming to the show somebody who is an author. And believe me, guys, I had the chance to read this book. You are going to love it. Let's welcome to the show Jay Kenyarta. How's it going today, Jay?
It's going awesome, Richard. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today, your audience.
Oh, yeah, we are glad we could connect. I alluded to the fact I had the chance to read your latest book. Why don't you go ahead and let people know about your book and a little bit about yourself, and then we'll dive into the conversation.
Sure. Well, thank you for taking time to, A, invite me on the show and to also read the book. I always tell readers that reading is an investment of time, and I never want to write anything that you feel is a waste of your time. You can't get back. And about the story, it's called Rosario. It's about a young woman named Mia who discovered that her fiancé had been kidnapped and taken to the country of Argentina to a town called Rosario. She is faced with a decision to either leave him there or to embark on a journey where she goes to rescue him. She chooses the latter. And in the story, you will follow her from Los Angeles, California to Argentina, and you will be on your pins and needles as you discover what she goes through as a woman trying to fight for love and to get her fiancé back from what is a crime family named the Corderos. I don't want to give too much away, but you will love the story. It's available on Amazon. It was released on March 19th, and it's been doing really, really well. It has awesome reviews, and I've sold and given away a few copies as well, but almost 700 copies of the novel. People are really enjoying it thus far.
Man, that's awesome. The fact that you're out there really making it happen. And you know what? I have a love of writing. It's really a passion of mine. And I would just like to know, you know, how long you've been doing writing and what inspired you to go down this path?
Okay, sure. I would love to answer that question. As far as how long since I was a child, without sounding like a cliche, I'm a writer who's very introverted. I was always very shy, I'm still very shy. People meet me and they don't believe that because I smile and I'm very friendly, but I spend a lot of time by myself, or with my students, or with animals. But as a child, writing for me created a universe and a form where I could be comfortable and be myself. Writing afforded me a piece where I was able to create worlds and universes and characters where I could choose to be, you know, the protagonist, or I could be a villain, or I could be neither and just enjoy the story. Through that, you know, through that, that art, I was able to just use my imagination. I feel that even though I'm not a child anymore, my imagination is still as vivid and powerful as it was when I was a youth. And that is why I write. I have so many stories in me, so many characters that I feel are not just entertaining, but they have lessons to teach us, to teach me as a writer. And that is why I write.
Yeah, that's a great story in itself. Just the fact that, you know, you took your love of something like that and, you know, turning it into a career where you're actually getting able to get lost in these different stories. I want to talk about the character in this book, though. I mean, she's pretty fierce. I had the opportunity to finish it. I finished it in about 2 days. And where'd you get the inspiration for this character? Because let me tell you, those of you who haven't read the book yet, she's an amazing woman and she can really take care of business. So I'm curious how you came up with this.
Sure. I have as I mentioned before, I have a student named Mia in my class. She is Rewind. The idea of the book came from a short story contest I was invited to take part in. The short story needed to be less than 3,000 words, which is definitely doable, but as I was writing the story, I truly felt as if this story deserved a bit more respect and to be told in its totality. And so as I was writing it, I just felt this character coming through. I based her off of my student and a friend of mine. Her name is Andrea. She's also a teacher. She's from Englewood. And she's been a really good friend of mine. And so I grabbed from that, from a student, and from my imagination, and I created me. Or I should say, she kind of created herself, really. Because, as you said, she is an amazing character. She is a fleshed out character, you know, who you, as you read, you will literally feel her, see her, smell her. You know, just, I mean, she's there. A very powerful woman, and I felt that there was missing from today's, at least literal world, a strong Black woman who does more than, you know, what is being portrayed thus far. I wanted her to be an action character, but without being a superhero. I feel that there are, and I love superhero movies, I'll just suspect, but I feel that there are so many of them out there right now, that sometimes, you know, I just want to do things that are just, you know, people being people, you know, but still being able to overcome situations that some may say, you know what, this is too big for me, I give up. In Rosario, she's faced with a situation that most people would say, whoa, I can't do this. She chose not to say, I can, I will, and watch me do it. And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, and as you read it, you know, it reads like a movie or, you know, an action TV show. And has that been the feedback you've gotten and people told you that? It kind of reads like a movie?
I have gotten that feedback quite often. And it started in the very beginning when I was giving a few friends of mine who were also writers some rough edits. I believe as a writer, a new writer, but for a writer, that feedback is so important. You are never too good to learn how to do it better. And so I take criticism and critiques and reviews very seriously and for my practice. So yes, in the beginning they're like, listen, yo, this is like I'm watching this thing on Netflix or like or on Hulu. Like this is it feels like I'm there with her. I see it happening in my head. So yeah, to answer that question, I've been like quite a bit and I love that response. I love it, love it, love it.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to give you a little feedback, if that's okay.
Please, I would love it. Please.
All right, here's my feedback. The book was too short. I mean, I want some backstory, man. I could definitely see a prequel or, you know, advance the story, and because I want to know what happens next. And I think you kind of left it open so you can do that.
Absolutely. While I do believe in that there are certain storylines that can be extinguished or just, you know, taken out to pasture, and some people choose to let them go for so long, I believe in giving them the just due and stopping them. I don't see this as going on forever and ever, but there's definitely going to be a next installment that will answer a lot of the questions that readers may feel like, whoa, hold on a second, I didn't get an answer to this, or what happened to it. They're all purposeful. I promise you, every breadcrumb that I left in this story will be addressed, but in a way where it's true to form for these characters. It's not about what I want or what the readers want. It's about what they want the characters and where I'm with other characters. But you will definitely find that in the story. Well, in stores possibly, but definitely on Amazon come summer.
All right.
And it will be available in both paperback and ebook.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, definitely. I will be into that. I will be waiting for the next installment because, you know, I did like the strong female character. Like I said, she was no holds barred. She took care of business. Also, something that you mentioned, you know, the breadcrumbs. As an author myself, I like to gear up towards the action or, you know, kind of like you're going up on the roller coaster, you know, and it starts getting slow and you crest over the top. Now, why did you choose to do it that way as opposed to starting with bam, in your face action?
That's an awesome question, Richard. I believe in stories being realistic. Although there are some that may choose to start that way, that is not how I felt led by the characters. In real life, what I wanted to kind of give was to take my readers and drop them into the interrupted life of Mia. And again, she's a teacher, so she wouldn't be in the streets of LA shooting and running after criminals. That's not what she does. She's a teacher at high school, and so I dropped you right into an average day in Ploop, and there, from that point on, you saw in almost real time the progression of these events and how it built up. I felt that if I had done it differently, or I started it right away, it would have been me doing it in my way versus what the character wanted. And again, that sounds crazy, but most artists understand what that means, and I have to be treated for that.
Yeah, that's a perfect answer, and I totally agree with you. As a reader, somebody who does a ton of reading, I thought it was a great progression, and, you know...
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And the point where, you know, at the beginning, where it was every day, that was so realistic as a reader, and then the situation where I call it the call, you know, to action kind of... That point, can't. I don't want to give anything away, so I'm going to just say, you know, the point where she's faced with the situation at hand.
I thought
to myself, now how in the world is she going to handle this? And then you slowly started to unravel things, and you said, whoa, she's got some skills that the average teacher, I didn't know the average teacher had those skills.
Right. Yes, and that is definitely what I was going for. I wanted you to, before readers were amazed by what she could do, I wanted you to get to know her as much as a character. I wanted you to get to know her as a person. And so introducing her in her classroom, in front of her students, and then slowly progressing. Was so important, and I think that in that slow build up, you were able to truly see her for what she was versus, you know, finding, instead of allowing those important details to get lost in the flow of things.
Yeah, no, it was actually beautiful the way you did that and the way it was laid out. And you know what? Before we give too much away by accident, I want to ask something else I didn't have a chance to really research. But is this your first book, or are there other books also by Jay Kenyatta out there that people can get into their libraries?
Oh, thank you. Well, yes, there absolutely is one other. Currently, I have a second title named Misfire, and that is a story about two young men. It is actually an interconnected novel about two main characters. One of them is the fiance of a man who is murdered by a police officer, and the other character is the boyfriend of the officer that killed that man. And so when the story begins, these two are strangers, but in the end, they meet each other. It is a story about forgiveness, pain, hurt, and why it's important to not let hate determine or dictate how we treat others and go on with our lives. It was released last year in July. It was actually a short story that I presented at my college that I won first place for. And I'm very proud of it. It was a very raw product when I first released it. Since then, I've edited and made it much better, cleaner, and it's probably a better word. And again, that's available as well on Amazon, along with Ogari.
Oh man, that sounds riveting as well. And in these days and times that we're living in, it's got to hit home for a lot of people. So I like I like the fact that you are not afraid to put some realism into your books. I'm picking up on that.
Oh no, not at all. I've always been, as I mentioned, when I was a child, I was very shy. I was afraid of speaking in public. I still am, but I'm not as bad as I used to be. However, now I feel like, you know, the world is not the same that it was when I was a child. I mean, people, we and not just being people of color, anyone, we cannot just stand by and just sit indifferently and not be bold and speak up anymore. And so at the time when I wrote Misfire, there was a lot of injustice going on with police officers and men of color. We all have seen the news, and when I was writing that, I thought it was important to tell that story. The twist that I offered my readers was telling both perspectives. And I thought that it was important that when I did that, I did not demonize police officers, because not everyone is a bad person. And it was important that I did that, because to be able to truly understand the story and how these two men meet and how it ends, hate could not be the determining factor or the most prevalent thing amongst them. It needs to be a story about healing. So yes, it's not the most gentle, kiss-friendly story, but someone needed to step up. And at the time in my college, a lot of people weren't, in my opinion, saying enough about this. And so being that I won first place, I was allowed to go read my story in front of the audience at my college. And to people who may have, if they were instead watching on the news, they would have turned it to the channel. In this event, that wasn't an option. And so that meant a lot to me. And I had a lot of positive feedback about, as you mentioned, just being brave enough and bold enough to speak about it. Because at that time, it wasn't happening as much as it should have been.
Yeah, and you know what? You hit the nail on the head. That's what being an author and being an artist is all about. Being brave, standing up, telling your story. And we are so glad we have gentlemen like you that are out there doing just that. And before we close, Jay. Oh, you are welcome. Before we close, let us know how we can support you, follow you on social media, and where we can get the books.
Definitely. You can follow me on Instagram at Jay Kenyarta, on Twitter, Jay Kenyarta, and on Facebook at Juan Kenyarta. That is spelled JUANKENYARTA, Juan Kenyarta and Jay Kenyarta. The books are available on Amazon. You can find them under Misfire and my latest title, Rosario. Check them out. The reviews are great. They're stellar, but always make the opinion, make your own final opinion. I'm confident you guys will love them.
Yeah, and I will vouch for the book, Rosario. Definitely was a great read, Jay. I know we had a couple times where we missed each other, but we are glad we could get this interview going and have Absolutely. You on the show. This has been wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Richard, for having me. I am very grateful. As a unknown, new, emerging author, I appreciate you taking time and, you know,
Well, gentlemen, that will do it for another edition of the podcast, The Life of a Gentleman. We just put this one in the books. So glad you could join us and come along on this journey with us, because without you, the show really is nothing. So thank you to the listeners out there. And please tell a friend and also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. We now have over 100 reviews, so we want to go for 150 by the end of the summer. Let's see if we can't make that happen. It only takes about 30 seconds of your time. We sincerely appreciate it. Also, big shout out to Dennis for coming on once again, talking about socks, how you can step up your sock game, and ways to get funky with it and sometimes be a little bit more subdued. But anything you do, make sure you're doing it with style. Also, a special thank you to our guest, Jay Kenyarta, who is an amazing author. I'm telling you guys, I had the chance to read Rosario. You will not want to miss it. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. And if you haven't read a book in a while, do yourself a favor. Try it, because you know what? Reading is so fun. For me, it's better than movies. And I know a lot of people like to sit back and watch Netflix, but there's nothing better than a good book. And Jay Kenyarta definitely delivers. We're so glad he came on. Appreciate his time. And guys, don't forget, tell a friend about the show. If you have a show idea or a suggestion for a guest, reach out, get in touch, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Or reach us on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast. We're always more than happy to connect with you, because we want to make this show more interactive in the future moving forward. So don't be afraid to reach out. We always respond to everybody. And we look forward to having you back next week, where we have another style discussion. We'll be talking fashion. We'll be talking business. And of course, the lifestyle of being a gentleman. So guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.